We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we're starting the brand new parak, the second parak of Masechtas Gittin. Hamevi get Medina Seyam. Someone brings a get Medina Seyam. Va'amah v'fari nechtam, av'le'o v'fari nechtam. He only says v'fari nechtam, not v'fari nechtam. Or v'fari nechtam, le'o v'fari nechtam. The halacha is, we'll see, it's possible. Another case, v'fari nechtam kuloi. The shliach says that the whole thing was written in front of me. But only one aide signed in front of me. Or, the opposite case, half of it was written in front of me. The whole thing was signed in front of me. It's also possible. So the Reish Lakish says that if you missed out, either which means written in front of me, or it was signed in front of me, it's possible. And even in a case where he said half, it's also possible. If he said the full Fari Nechtam, half a Nechtam, or the full Fari Nechtam and half the Nechtam, it's also possible. If one person, two people come and bring the get, and one of them says Fari Nechtav, it's also possible. And we'll see in the Gemara already on Daf Tezayin or Beis if it's talking about that both Shluchim or one's a Shliach and one's a aid. We'll see. Akapadim, if one says Fari Nechtav or other says Fari Nechtav, it's possible. So let's take a case where if they're not both shluchim, we understand because only a shliach is neman as eidah. The other one's not neman. If you say that they're both shluchim, you have to say since the one shliach didn't say both, it's possible. We'll see in the Gemara more about that. Shnayim are mifneinu nechtav, ve'echad on mifnei nechtam. It's possible. Even if two eidim say mifneinu nechtav, and one eid says mifnei nechtam, it's possible. I'm going to have to see the Gemara exactly why, but the pshat is that if this guy is a shliach, even if he's a shliach, the one who says Fari Nechtav, but he didn't say Fari Nechtav, and it's going to get mixed up then with Kiyam Shtaris, if only says Fari Nechtav, because it looks like Kiyam Shtaris is happening with one eight, and he's not saying Fari Nechtav, so he looks exactly like someone's Kiyam Shtaris, therefore it's possible. Rav Yehuda Machshir, who holds this case, is kosher. And if he wants on the Gemara, he argues even on the case before that. He argues also, Echaram Fari Nechtav. The Echaram Fari Nechtav is also kosher according to Rav Yehuda. Because Rav Yehuda will hold that the shliach's name say Fari Nechtam, and it's again mixed up. Since someone said Fari Nechtam, either two Edim, or maybe even one shliach, that would be enough to make it kosher. Echadom Fari Nechtam, v'shtayim bar Fari Nechtam is kosher. If one says Fari Nechtam, and another two say Fari Nechtam, basically Kiyam Shtaris, the halach is that it's kosher, because here you have two Edim for Kiyam Shtaris, so it sounds like it's pretty poshut that it's kosher. Again, the Gemara will explain this later on in the Daf Yizayin. Amar Aleph will explain exactly what the chiddush of this case is. So first, the Gemara talks about the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah says that if someone brings a get Medina Seyam and does not say both Befari Nechtav and Befari Nechtam, the halacha is as possible. Break the Gemara, Hasul Amali. Why do you need this Mishnah? Why do you need the ratio of this Mishnah? It's the first Mishnah, the first parak, the first Mishnah of the Masechta. It says very right first Mishnah, you need to say both. It wasn't just, l'chatchila. It sounded like you have to say both. So Moshe says, yeah, I would have thought that it's only a tzarech, but it's not possible. Maybe it's only l'chatchila, you have to say both. But maybe if you didn't say it, it's still kosher. Kamash on our Mishnah that if you miss out either before your nechtav or you miss out before your nechtav, once you say one of them, the halacha is even though the whole thing is a tekaras chamim, the halacha is possible, and you have to say both before your nechtav and before your nechtav. Not this case. No, you argue in the case of echad and before nechtav and before nechtav. This case, he didn't say anything. That no one argues. Our Mishnah was around four cases. The last two Rabbi Yehuda argued on, not the first two. The first two cases are the only said b'fari nechtam, and no one said b'fari nechtam. The next case was you only said on half of a chesimo, half of a ksiva. Those cases not reflect Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda case is a different case where there's two people. One says this, and one says that. That's the case. Or two aid them on one and one on the other one. That's the case of Rabbi Yehuda. Zok to Gemara Vayde, b'fari nechtam chetziyav or b'fari nechtam kulay is possible. If the shliach says, he was talking about one shliach, he says that half was written in front of me, and the whole thing was signed in front of me. The halacha is possible. Frank thinking about what's exactly the case? Hey chetziv, which half? Ilei mechetziv rishon. He says the first half was signed in front of me. Va'omar Rab Elazar, I feel like kasha by el shita achas. Rav Elazar says that even like kasha by el shita achas lishma, even if you only write one line lishma in front of him, Shuvain Tzarech, you don't need more than that. So which chetzev? Rashi learns Shita Achas means Shita Rishayna Shaba Shema Ish Ve'ishav Azman, which means the Torah for the Shtar, that was written in front of him, that's enough. Tosfos before says something else about Shita Achas, we'll speak of that in a second maybe. Akaponim, so the kasha is that if the funny Nechtav Chetzev, the thing written in front of him, was the first half, like Rashi says, so then that includes the shame of the Ish, the name of the Ish, the name of the Isha and the Zman, so Rabbi Eliezer says, that's enough. So what do you need more than that? Elamar Rashi, Chetzev Achron. It means, before Nechtav Chetzev Achron, that's not enough. So there, that's not enough, and therefore, it's possible. That's why it's possible, because you only had the Chetzev Achron in front of you. Now there's a Tosfos on that Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibre Maslul Osi Lachlufei, it says over there, Vim Toimar, since if you're Rava, you only have to say, before Nechtav, so you shouldn't get mixed up. So what's the difference, which half you're saying on? If you're Rava, really, what's the point of Befani Nechtav and Nechtav? It's just a Kiyam starts. So Be'etzim is not to say Befani Nechtav. So Gemara asked Nav Gimel, so why do you say Befani Nechtav? Just it shouldn't get mixed up with Kiyam starts. So that's enough. What's the difference, which half you're saying? As if you're Tosfos Daf Gimel, I'm reading Tosfos Daf Gimel, the Lashon, the Masa Asi. When time you give me the Tosfos Daf Gimel, Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtav, am I possible to raise Perek Beis, Befani Nechtav, Chetzev Achron, Tvei Mechetzev Rishon, and for Tosfos, yes, Loimar, the Bechetzev Rishon, yes, by Shema Ish, Ve'ish of Azman, Shu Iker Aget, Minker Amilsa, Ve'liyasa Lechlufei. It's more nicker, and you won't come to mix up. So according to, so Tosfos is answering, the reason why you need it is, because the reason why you need Dafka Chetzer Rishon is because that's more Minkar Milsa. The second half is not more Minkar Milsa. If you learn like Rabba, it's more Pashut why you need this half, the other half, because the Varad Shema. And the Ikka things that needs the Shema is the Shema Ish, Va'isha, Va'hazman. That's the Ikka things that needs the Shema. So, the Gemara Vaita. It says in the Mishnah, Fine Echtav Kulai, Fine Echtav Chetzer is Pasul. So, it said in our Mishnah that if the one Shliach says that the whole thing was written in front of me, but only one aid is written, was signed in front of me, it's possible. And it's pretty possible why it's possible. You don't have your Kiyam Staros here, so it's pretty possible why you're possible. Amar Rav Chista. Chista says, a memra, not to explain the Mishnah, he just says that this is what comes out. I'll tell you how lucky that would happen if this happened. Amar Rav Chista. Filo shnayim be'idim al simis yacheni possible. It means if a shliach comes in and says, fo'nech of kulai, and one aid is written in front of me. And then two aidim come about the other aid, that's a certified aid. It's a real aid. It's his signature. Halacha is, it's possible. My time. What's Rav Chista? My time. Oikulu b'kiyim aget. Oikulu b'tikunas kam. Either you have to use kiyim, which means regular two aidim on the two are signatures, or use the tikunas kam. You can't use one aid tikunas kamim and one aid the din of kiyim aget. That's what Rav Chista says. Now Taisa explains what is wrong with this. Taisa maskal oikulu. The second one explains. That he holds, that this Rav Chista holds, that you're not so medayik if the whole thing is not being mekuyim by you, and therefore the shliach not so medayik, and part of the way we believe a shliach, a erechad is because he's medayik. Here he's not so medayik, not the whole thing with his edus, therefore it's Rav Chista held, it can't be used unless he's doing the whole entire certification, but if he's only doing one aid, that will not help. Maskva, Rav has a kasha. Kosher. If the one shliach would say about that aid, he would give aidus on it, it would be kosher. Hashta the ikut trei posel, and that is two aidim, it's worse. How could it be worse? If he would be the one saying that b'fani nechta on both signatures, it would be kosher. Now there's two aidim on that, that's going to be posel. And Tosfos speaks out, Rava doesn't hold it as svara of Chista. Rava doesn't hold it as svara. But like upon him, Rava's telling like this. How do you answer him? Right, it makes a difference. He doesn't understand such a tiny. He says, heck, two aidim be worse than a shliach. Heck, two aidim, which is the most nemonos you have in the Torah, be worse than a shliach. If a shliach would have said, find out the whole thing be nemon. Here, because he only said one, and two aidim on the other one, it makes it worse. Two aidim are saying on the other one. So we said a svara that maybe even the one is not good enough because he's not medayik. That was svara of Chista because he's not saying the whole thing. He's not medayik. But Tosfos speaks out. Rava saw him come up and medayik shop. He holds no. I don't hold it at svara, and therefore I'm tining in a nemonis. It makes no sense. Two eidim are better than one eid. That's a Rava tining. Rava argues of Chista. Elam a Rava. So Rava says a different halacha, a different pshat. He says it's not really a pshat. He's saying a different thing. He's saying I feel a who. On top of the base, the fellow who ve'echad me'idim al chasim is yad sheini pasul. He says Avad of two Edom come, independent Edom come, Avad will be Neman. But here, he himself was one of the Edom, the Shliach himself, didn't see it, saw him, but he's one of the Edom on the Chesimus Yad Sheni, together with another Ed. Then it's possible. My time, what's the reason? Osilach Lufe Bekim Staris Da'alma. To come to mix up Bekim Staris Da'alma, Bekanofik Nechi River Demoina Apum with the Chad Sa'ada. The halacha is, this is a halacha by Kim Staris in Ksubas Da'av Chaf Aleph, that let's say you have two Edom on a star, a mammon, and an aide comes in and says, that's my signature, what helps. If I say that's my signature, that's enough. He says, I'll be an aide also on the other signature. The halach is that you're not Nema. Why? Because it comes out the star is working three quarters on one amount of one aide and one quarter on another aide. Because he's saying one signature is his, he's doing 50% right there. And on the other one, he's half to aide them. So it's another 25%. So he's 75%. The halach is by stars is no good. So here, you might get mixed up with Shar Storis. Here, if the Shliach says the funny Nechtam on one, and on the other one he's also a half aid, when you get mixed up with Kiyim Storis. That's the problem over here according to Rava. That's the problem according to Rava. So on that, Rav Ashi asks Akasha. He says, Maskefla Rav Ashi. Mi ika midi, the ilu masik le iu kulu debura kosher. That means, the way Rashi learns is, the kasha like this, that if this one shliach would say, this is my, that Abafani Nechtav, this was written in front of me, and I know about the other aid. Yadati about the other aid. So, the remarks before, that Rava holds, that works. That works, Yadati works. According to Rashi, way Rashi learns, if you say Yadati, not Abafani Nechtav, Yadati, that's enough to say enough aidas. So here, if this shliach would have just, no one else would have came, he would have said, the other aid, I know it's his signature. It would work. Now that another aid came, made it worse. If he himself finished talking, it would be kosher. Now there's another person with him. It's possible. How could it be such a thing? How could such a thing be happening? It's possible. Now, you should just know that this is all according to Rashi Shita, that according to Rava Yadati works. Tosfos Shita is not like that. Tosfos is on Daf Gimel, and Tosfos over here printed that says Vavam Aleph on the bottom, also argues on Rashi. And he really has a kasha. He says, if that's the case that Yedati works, to Tema is a break Tosfos and Tosfos Vavam Aleph, my Ola al Daita Shal Rava Lifsol Kishimisai Yacher, Kivin Dloy Chayesh to the Chlufi, Kaleka Acha Vade, kosher, because he's made on Yedati over there. So what's Takap Shad and Rava? What's the Havmin and Rava? It's a Pella, what the Havmin and Rava is. So Tosfos himself says, that Yedati Bechad Loi Mahani. It doesn't work. Afikav the Meir Al-Ksiva. Yedati really doesn't work with Meir Al-Ksiva. And he says, V'hashti Osir Shapa, the Bayi Rav Alifso, B'hu V'echam Idim, Shemekir Mechsir V'shen, V'shemechlufe, K'moish Apostle Kalekachad Bahadei. He holds that it's a problem. And Rav Ashi asks that how could it be that two Edim is worse than if he himself would say Befani Nechtam? And that's the Gemara's Kasha. How could two Edim be worse than Befani Nechtam? So according to Rashi, it's a bumba Kasha, Maskar Rashi, it's just tell what Rava was thinking. But the Torah says, the little mahalach, that Avada, if this aid would fear Eis himself, it would not be Nemam, because Yedati is not enough for Shliach, according to Tosfos Shita. And therefore, just the kasha is that how could two aidim not be as good? Elam Ravashi, I want to tell you like this. Ravashi is like this. Afilo Omer, ani hu aid sheni, it's possible. Ravashi says that, let's say you say, Shliach says, walks in and says like this, Befonai Nechtam, Chetziv, one aid is starting from me, and the other aid is me. That's me. So still it's possible. My time. What's up, Shat? Oy kuloy bekiyim I get. Oy kuloy bet the kamas chum. He says that it has to either be kuloy beget or kuloy bet the kamas chum. If L'char not, L'char it shouldn't be, maybe, because here you say a neo aid, but maybe it is, because we have to speak out why is it possible. He says, be cool, I'll get the so very tight for on top. He says, I don't understand this. So Tosfos answers, Vanilla Re, Kamash Ombi Yashalmi, the Chi Oma Ani who ate Shani, Nasa Kinegea Beedusai. The Nir the Kachbala Hate Aksimus Shani, this is Kaim is Chesmasai. If he walks in and says, I am the ate Shani, it looks like he's lying a little bit. He wants the other aid to be kosher because he signed on it. So then Frank Tosfos, that's the case. Why are we saying, Oikul Bakim again? So he says, because it's not a real time. If not for the time, the kula became a get, the ain't the get, it's not mamash the get be edus. So it has to be cool. It has to be also like this. So it sounds like a taisvis that avada, if he would be one of the edim, but he said a funny neftam, it would work. It's only because here it looks like negeya be'edus. It looks like when he says that's me the aid, and then I say funny neftam, it looks like I'm trying to help myself out a little bit, and therefore it looks like negeya be'edus, and that's why there's no takanas chum. There's no nemanis there because it looks like negeya be'edus. Like upon him, we have three mahalchim. Not in the Mishnah, but what the halacha would be regarding that other aid that was missing the kiyum. Rav Chista said, even if two aidim come on that, two independent aidim come about the aid, it does not work. Because you have to have all tkanas chum or kiyum again. You can't have a half and half. And we said, because not that medayik. Rava argued on that. Rava said two aidim should work. Rava said the case was he was one of the aidim on the other. It wasn't independent. He was one of the aidim on the other signature. The problem is, it's three quarters of day one. At three quarters with one aid, and one quarter with the other, to get mixed up with other Kiyum stars. Rav Ashi didn't like that either. Rav Ashi, the case over here was that he's saying, I am the other aid. And if I am saying the other aid, then like Tosfos explains, it's shtikl negei be'edus, and therefore, it's not the it's not kula b'tekanas chum. It's not kula b'tekanas chum, and it will not work. That was Rav Ashi's mahalach, gabi that other aid.